This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
ADP, meet GDP.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, a look at the economy as trading gets started for the day. Less bad is the best we can do. We're going to talk about some economic indicators in just a moment. First, where's Wall Street? Markets are down right now. The S&P down about 0.9%. The NASDAQ down 0.7% right now. The Dow off about 83 points at 96.59. Markets in Europe are higher right now by under 0.25%. And shares were mixed in Asia. Private employment service ADP said today companies cut 254,000 jobs this month. And in the final revision of the nation's second quarter economy, the Commerce Department said the gross domestic product fell at 0.7%. We're going to get some analysis on what all that means. And Diane Swonk, chief economist from Mesirow Financial, joins us live from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So just ahead of a big unemployment report on Friday, ADP comes out with a figure that's bigger than analysts were predicting. I mean, where's this recovery we keep hearing about?
Well, it certainly isn't the recovery that we'd all like to have. It's certainly not our father's recovery. It's there, technically, but certainly for Main Street, it's still going to be lagging for some time. All we can say is the pace of job loss has abated since the beginning of the year, but that doesn't say much when we're losing almost 750,000 jobs a year and we're down to 250,000. That's not a lot of reassurance.
Yeah, a little hope, though, a little reassurance with the Commerce Department GDP number. Its final revision for the second quarter is a little better than expected. I think it was 1% last month, and now it's down to 0.7% down. You know, economy's doing a little better, Diane, but jobs are still tanking. Why?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. What the economy is doing better is because of government support. Much of the reason for the upward or revision, so it was less bad in the second quarter, was because of stimulus. Government stimulus did come through and mitigated some of the losses, and that's the best we can hope for right now is mitigating losses, particularly when it comes to job losses. So what we're not seeing is job creation yet, but we're mitigating losses, and that's unfortunately the best we can hope for right now. We'll get technically positive growth in the second half of the year. The Cash for Clunkers program was good, and it even brought back some GM workers, but not much when you think about the totality of how many jobs we've lost out there.
All right, Diane Swonk, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. With swine flu making the rounds, here's a big what if. According to a new report, if all of the nation's schools and daycare centers were to close for a month because of the H1N1 virus, it could cost between $10 and $47 billion, a conservative estimate, according to the Brookings Institution today. We remember what the swine flu outbreak did to Mexico's economy when it hit last spring. What are the nation's businesses most worried about? A new survey is out, and Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more.
Businesses are worried about not being able to get the swine flu vaccine for their employees, and they're not sure where to find out about it. John Castellani is president of the Business Roundtable, the association of top CEOs that did the survey.
Nearly a third of our members have some questions about information, and that is, where do we get information on vaccines? What do the flu severity levels actually mean to business? And who's leading the flu preparation efforts? Which are the government agencies?
But he says businesses are overwhelmingly prepared for an outbreak of swine flu. Among other things, more than 90% say they've updated their emergency plans since the first outbreak last spring. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
There is a formal recall on the way for 3.8 million Toyota cars. The automaker is addressing problems with floor mats that could interfere with the vehicle's gas pedal. Company says it'll be the largest U.S. recall in its history.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. and by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission continues its look at short selling. It's a way of betting against a company's stock. Short sellers were blamed for driving down stock prices in the financial fallout. Some people want new controls. Others say that's bad for investors. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on why short selling's so controversial.
Let's say I want to bet that a company's shares are overvalued. I'll get someone to lend me some shares, and I'll sell them at today's price. My bet is that when I have to pay back the shares I borrowed, the price will have dropped and I can buy them more cheaply. Then I get to pocket the difference. James Angel teaches finance at Georgetown University. He says to some people, there's something unsavory about that.
Short sellers make money when the stock price goes down. And there's this just natural feeling that making money off the misfortunes of others is somehow bad.
But Angel says short sellers provide a service. They identify stocks that are overpriced, and that keeps prices fair for everyone. He says, think about the people who make Band-Aids.
The only time you need a Band-Aid is when you get a cut. So the people who make Band-Aids are really profiting from the misfortune of others. But I'm really glad they're doing that because, you know, I've got a Band-Aid when I need it.
Short selling is perfectly legal, but regulators are worried about abuses. Critics say traders can pile on to drive down a stock or spread rumors. Sometimes traders short a stock without actually borrowing it. That's known as naked short selling. Peter Chepkavage is general counsel at Plexus Consulting.
The SEC rule on this is very weak, and we believe it was one major cause of the demise of Bear and Lehman.
That is Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. The SEC will look at ways to curb naked shorting today. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Finally, here was the dilemma for the Wisconsin Tourism Federation. The trade group had a really classy design for its acronym WTF. You see where this is going, right? The logo caught the attention of a blog that compiles a list of unfortunate corporate logos. Comments there focused on whether the term WTF was best suited to boost tourism in the state. As a way to forego the attention of the acronym and get back to the business of getting people to Wisconsin, the new name of the group is now TFW, the Tourism Federation of Wisconsin. Thankful that someone pointed it out and thankful for prepositions. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us in the Scratch Pad, and our online host and blogger Scott Jagow is there waiting for your thoughts, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.